I'm going to read, if you like to open the Bible with me, to Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. It is on the page 1245. 1245. Luke chapter 13, starting with verse 22, and I'm going to read till verse 13. Luke 13, verse 22. And he went through one city and village after another, teaching and journeying to Jerusalem. And one said to him, Sir, are such as are to be saved few in number? But he said unto them, Strive with earnestness to enter in through the narrow door. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter in and will not be able. From the time that the master of the house shall risen up and shall have shut the door, and he shall begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us. And he answering shall say to you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall he begin to say, We have eaten in thy presence and drunk, and thou hast taught in our street. And he shall say, I tell you, I do not know you whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but yourself cast out. And they shall come from east and west, from north and south, and shall lie down at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, they are last who shall be first, and they are first who shall be last. I was thinking about this scripture while I was actually I was thinking, what shall I preach tonight? And I was reading through the Bible, and one day to Asda Spark it came in my mind about this door. And you may ask yourself how it can be this in Asda Spark to come this scripture. And I will tell you a little bit later. But first of all, I would like to see something else. Lord Jesus, he went from place to place to preach the gospel. And suddenly somebody, it doesn't tell us who, maybe it was a Pharisee, maybe it was a priest, maybe it was a soldier, Roman soldier who occupied the place over there, it may be one of the disciples. It doesn't tell us. It says, and one said to him, Sir, and he asked him. I was thinking about this question. We have lots of questions in our life. And we used to put questions to the others. Maybe it was a delicate question, yes? We don't know, it doesn't tell us. Just to tempt him, and maybe it was designed to ensnare him. Maybe it was a curious question. Yes, we are curious from our nature. We can see this in our children since they start to speak. What is this? What is this? What is that? Every time, I think that the most tired question which our children raise up when they are growing up, it is, what is this? Maybe it was just one admiring question. Wow, are there many? Anyway, it doesn't tell us the scripture. We can speculate all this. But the main thing it is Lord Jesus, it seems that he didn't mind about the question. And he said, he gave another answer. He didn't say there are many. There will be thousands and thousands, as is written in Revelation. He didn't say there are just few of them, you know. Oh, would you like to come? No, he didn't say such a thing. He said, strive with earnestness to enter in. It is not the problem of my neighbor. It is not the problem of someone, my friend, I can say. It is not the problem of the parents. It is not the problem of the children. It is your own problem. Or, as in England, you may say, it is your own business. Strive. I think you will understand much better this word, strive, or struggle, yes? And here comes the part which I was in Asda. I went in to Asda, to the park, and I parked my car. As you know, sometimes it's very busy over there. And it was very hard to find a place to park the car. And I just went backwards. And in the left side it was a car. And I left a little more space. So it is nice to let a little bit more space for your neighbor. And on the right side it was the iron bar where you put the trolley. And I said, okay, I'll go a little bit much close to this bar. And I will try to get out from my car. But when I did open the door, it was so narrow door that it came in my mind this scripture. I said, wow, this is the scripture which I shall speak about. And I don't have so big bed now, but I tried to get out from the door and I strive. I think you understand me now. And I was thinking, I think Lord Jesus this wanted to say, don't stay there. Strive, struggle, try to go through the door. You may find very difficult to go through this door. But even though, you need to go, you need to strive. And it says here, earnestness. I may not understand all English words, but I put on translator and it shows me that it is like to be honest. Try to go through the door. In fact, Lord Jesus Christ, he said, because he said in another scripture, and I'm going to read this, I think it is in John chapter 10. Yes, it is in John chapter 10. If you want to open the Bible, it is on page 1282. 1282. John 10 verse 9. He said, I am the door. If anyone enter in by me, he shall be saved and shall go out and shall go in. Lord Jesus is the door. And he said, I am the door. If anyone enter by me, he shall be saved. When I was thinking about this scripture, it came in my mind another scripture from Matthew, when the rich young man who had so many possessions, and he asked Lord Jesus Christ, what shall I do good to have the eternal life? He had so many things in this life. He kept very well the Ten Commandments from the Old Testament. And even though he haven't had the eternal life, you may think in your life that you are good enough to go in heaven. As I thought many times, I've done so many good things. But I would like to ask you to go in your room as Lord Jesus teaches us. Go in your room, shut the door behind you, bow down on your knees, and try to be honest with Lord Jesus Christ. Because on the narrow door, you cannot go with all things, with all the language which we have in this life. Well, we need to leave more many things outside. And if you are not inside, try to see what keeps you out. You'll be very surprised when you'll pray very honest to Lord Jesus Christ, that the Holy Spirit will come into your mind and will tell you, you know, you have also these and these things. You have this and this which doesn't let you to be a good Christian. This and this will keep you away from me. If you are going to pray and spend a little time with Lord Jesus Christ, shut the door, as I said. Switch off the telephone, to don't be disturbed. Maybe you will be shy, but just bow down and pray to Lord Jesus. You know what? In one day, we will leave this earth. I was looking to the news, and you know, when you open the internet, the news are popping up, and Nelson Mandela died. Another one who used to play in a movie Fast and Furious, I don't know the name exactly, he died, 40 years old. One day will come when you will pass, when you will go from this world. The big question it is, did you enter through the narrow way, narrow gate? Because Lord Jesus called you tonight. And it says here in the hymn that we sang, open wide stands mercy's door. The door is still open for you and for me. Did you enter? Are you outside? I remember back in my country one time, it was late in October, and in our country it is very cold, and I was looking outside how it started to snow a little bit, but it was still cold. And as I was looking through the window, a small fly came and tried to get into the house. Maybe she did many times when the window was open. Maybe she knew the way to come into my room. Now the window was closed. She tried very much. She struggled very much and hit the window many times. And as I was looking to how it's going outside, I saw the fly coming and trying to go through the window. She couldn't. You know, I thought in my mind at that time, it is just a few millimeters between me and you. Just a few millimeters. Here it is warm. Here it is very nice. I had a fire in the stove. Outside is freezing cold. You are going to die. And I was thinking, as Lord Jesus said, one day, it will come that day, and it is very serious. When he said something, it was happened. All the prophecies from the Old Testament, it was fulfilled in the New Testament. There are still to come, more many. And in verse 25 he says, from the time that the master of the house shall have risen up and shall have shut the door, and he shall be to stand out, without. When God will raise up and send Lord Jesus Christ to take his saints, are you going to go in heaven with him? Just remember about Noah. God told him to build an ark. He brought all the animals in. And you know who was to shut the door of that ark? It says in the Bible, God shut the door. It wasn't Noah. It wouldn't be me or you or anyone from here who shut the door. It is God who shut the door. I want you tonight to enter in and to be amongst the one who will be inside and not outside in the cold. I was thinking also about the verses which comes down there in verse 29, and it says, "And they shall come from east and west and from north and south." Wow, this is a great news. These are the glad tidings. They are coming from east, from west, from north, from south. This means will come from England, from Romania, from Russia, from Israel, from America, from Australia, from some isolated Iceland, which we don't know. They are going to come and to be with God over there. A big question. Are you going to be amongst them? If you didn't decide to go, to strive with earnestness to enter in, tonight it is the time. I just found a very interesting verse before I came here. In Psalm 50, it says, long time before. It is on the in my Bible, it is on the page 721. Psalm 50. Starting with verse 3, it says, "Our God will come and will not keep silent. Fire shall devour before him, and it shall be tempest round about him. He will call the heaven, he will call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people." And in verse 5, it is the verse which I like very much. It says, "Gather unto me my godly ones, my godly ones, sorry, those that have made covenant with me by sacrifice." My dear friend, I would like to ask you tonight, have you done the covenant with God by the sacrifice? And I reckon you'll understand that here it says it is a prophecy about the sacrifice of Lord Jesus Christ. He came from heaven. He could stay over there no problem. He had everything in the bosom of his Father. Everyone bowed before him. Everyone gave him glory. But he loved you and me so much that he left the heavenly places to come in this dark place. And no one received him. Everyone rejected him. He came to his own, and they recognized him not. I would like to ask you tonight, will you receive him? Are you going to reject him? If you did this all your life, are you going to reject him again? Or maybe you will open your heart and will say, "Lord Jesus, please forgive me." He didn't just come to tell us about that place. He didn't just come to show us the Father's love. He came and he suffered. They mocked him. They spat on his face. They pull the beard out from his chin. And this he has done just for you and for me, because he loved us so much. He did pray for you and for me. And not just so, he went on the cross and he stretched his hand and he shed his blood for you and for me. And as we heard this morning, his blood has the power. It still has the power to clean all your life, all your sins from your heart. Open your heart. Give your life to Lord Jesus Christ. He's ready. He's waiting. He's willing to save you. He waits this moment since you have been born on this earth. He loves you so much that he will forget all your life. He loves you so much As I said another time, He loves you the way you are, but He loves you so much that He will change your life. He will change the way you are. You will be a new creation. You will have a new future. You will have a new perspective of life. Your hope, it wouldn't be just to the grave, as many people told me. Mr. Daniel, if I'm going to die, I will die, and that's it, that is all. That's all. To the grave. My hope goes over that grave, beyond the grave. Would you like to have the same hope? I was. Also, I had in my life so many problems. And one day, I came to Him and I told Him, Lord Jesus, I don't know if You love me. I have so many things in my life. But I would like to give my life to You. And I said, even you'll throw me away, I will stay at the door until You receive me. It was necessary. No way. He was there with the stretching hands to take me in His arms. And He gave me peace. He gave me hope. He gave me joy. So much joy that my friend said, Daniel, are you crazy? What is wrong with you? You will be a very different person when you give your life to Lord Jesus Christ. When you think that it doesn't matter if this earth will be destroyed, I'm going in heaven, in the place that He promised to me. I'm going to prepare a place for Him. My dear friend, I would like to close, but not before. Maybe I would like to ask you to close your eyes and bow your head, if you like. And I will say something that you may repeat in your mind. It's not necessary to speak up loud. Just close your eyes and open your heart and open your mind and say, Lord Jesus Christ, I recognize that I lived without You for a long time in my life. I recognize that I cannot achieve life eternal without accepting Your sacrifice. Please, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me and give me a new life. Make me a new person as You promised that You will make me. Help me to follow You. And help my family to understand too. Thank You, Lord Jesus, because You died for me. I open the door of my heart to receive You as a Lord and Savior. In Your precious name, I ask. Amen. If this is the prayer which meets your needs, and if you did pray honestly to Lord Jesus, He came into your heart, because it says in Revelation chapter 3, behold, I'm standing at the door and knock. And He is just entering into your heart, into your life, giving you a new hope.